models that can even do it in 30 minutes or less. Visit Thompson Tractor or their website, thompsontractor.com, for more details. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Back in the day, cars didn't even have safety belts. Everything was fine. Why do I need them now?
This suit was expensive. I don't want to wrinkle it with the seatbelt, and it's just not comfortable.
I've been driving for years, and I've never been in a wreck. I know what I'm doing. I don't need seatbelts.
Why would I wear my seatbelt? It's just a quick trip to the store.
There's no good excuse, and that goes for your kids, too. Click it or ticket.
Brought to you by Adeka Letts.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
It's May 21st, the greatest day ever. On the 21st of May, 1901, with the advent of motorized vehicles, Connecticut became the first state in the Union to impose a speed limit, 15 miles per hour. A day later, Sammy Hagar's great-great-great-grandfather released this iconic song.
I cannot drive 15.
Have a great May 21st, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Radio with a porpoise at 4.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Donald Trump's lawyers have rested their defense. Without the ex-president taking the witness stand in his criminal trial, the jury sent home until May 28th when closing arguments are expected. Police have broken up a pro-Palestinian encampment at the University of Michigan, the university insisting it has no direct investments in Israel. Drexel University in Philadelphia is also threatening to clear an encampment on its campus. The United Nations says it has suspended food distribution to the southern Gaza city of Rafah. That's due to a lack of supplies and insecurity. Stocks finishing higher. The Dow was up 66 points today, the NASDAQ gaining 37, the S&P 500 added 13 points. This is SRN News.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
If you line up all the restaurants where I've eaten all my life, give me $5 and some napkins, a plastic fork, a plastic knife. Then you gave me the choice to pick where I'd eat today. That's a real easy decision, one that's not too tough to make.
chickens who died, who gave their life for me. So I grab this sandwich, take a bite, put it back down on the tree. Yeah, there ain't no doubt I love this place. God bless you, Chick-fil-A.
It is 4:06 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. There are two Chick-fil-A songs. That is not the one I meant to play, but that's a good one. But it's to God Bless the USA, and I remember the last time I played it and why I haven't made it a regular. Somebody complained that I was being blasphemous to the Lee Greenwood song.
Come on.
What's your take on that?
Oh, my goodness.
Ellen Murray, who has joined us. Jeb, wake up. We've got two hot women in the studio.
God created the chickens that Chick-fil-A feeds us with, so I don't think he would disagree.
If you would like a copy of everything she just said, send a stamped self-addressed envelope to News Talk, and we'll send it right back to you. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to be here.
And we actually, you know, I got into this thing today, and I don't know, we don't need to stay with it. But I saw this, and I explained it just before you came in about my first 12-step sponsor being a Pulitzer Prize-winning writer who interviewed 50 people who all had near-death experiences separately. To see what they all had in common. And we mentioned just before the top of the hour, the one thing they all said was they were no longer afraid to die. The other thing they said, to a person, they didn't want to come back. Because I guess when you move on to the next dimension, whatever it is, you're still, you know, your spirit continues. And they were aware that the people on the earth they just left were trying to revive them. And they wanted to resist that with everything they had because the place they had gone to was so much better.
Depends on where you're going.
Yeah.
Now, I've heard people say, well, you know, when you're close to death or whatever, you hallucinate and have all this stuff. 50 people, not random, 50 people with the same experience reporting the same thing, that's not hallucination. 50 people will, I don't care what mushrooms you give them, they're not going to hallucinate the same thing.
Yeah.
So that was a really profound experience to read these stories and apply them to my own concept of God. And now, on Fox News this afternoon, here's another author who recounts the near-death experiences of 70 people who encountered God of light and love.
Is that 70 people or 70,000?
70.
70. Okay.
But these are people who had also been dead, but came back or revived.
I mean, it's...
And if you just have time to sit through 17 pages that I just pulled off the printer, we should be done by the time the morning show starts, I hope you don't have plans this evening.
It's one of those ultimate questions that's been plaguing mankind for centuries. Like, what happens when we die? Now, we see people die and we wonder, okay, what's next? What's next for me?
My morning partner of many years in Florida, an angry vegan who had no belief whatsoever in God.
He needed a good cheeseburger. That's what cured him.
I think that kind of destroys your soul. He said, well, it's like when you go to sleep and don't dream, it's over. Your body stops and you begin to decompose. That's it. There's nothing survives you. There was a guy in the 19th century, I saw this on a show, not one of those crackpot shows, but a guy who made a legitimate attempt to weigh a human that he knew was going to die soon. To see
there's
if there
a
was...
a movie about that.
Is that... Yeah. You're the movie person.
I'll have to look it up.
Well, somebody mentioned something in the thread that I wanted to ask you about, so let me find that.
Well, I had a question for you, too.
Yes?
Were the 70 people they interviewed already believers in God before they had
that's
their
a good question.
Experience?
That is a good question,
A come-to-Jesus moment.
Yeah. Well, I referenced Hamlet earlier. It's like a lot of people think that the reason why Shakespeare wrote that particular play, because it has a lot to do with death and dying and what happens after we die. I mean, there's a ghost that shows up in the course of the play. But his son, Hamnet, died of scarlet fever. Shakespeare had a son, and he died not long before that play was written. So a lot of people think that this was his dealing with that grief of the death of his son and writing a play dealing with death.
You know, my brother got that when he was a kid.
Scarlet Fever?
Yes. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
My niece had it this year.
I thought that was one of those things they...
I thought it had been eradicated, too.
Wow.
Still around.
Well,
what was the question?
21 grams is apparently how much the soul weighs.
21 grams?
You're on the scale when you die, and then it lightens by 21 grams. I'm sure there's a lot more to it than that.
So we, I just put a couple of questions up on Facebook, you know, for people to say whatever they want.
Yeah, yeah.
What happens when you die? What is heaven like? And we've had some really good participation on this.
You know, well, it's the whole thing. Are you just like Rover, you're dead all over, or, you know?
There was one other thing. One other thing that the 50 individuals interviewed by my friend found out, that at the moment of their passing, all the things that troubled them on earth, all the mysteries, why does, if there's a God, and you hear people that don't want to believe in God say that all the time, why does he start wars and or allow this kind of stuff to go on? At the moment of their death, they were given that wisdom. They no longer had those questions. They were filled with this wisdom. And when they were brought back and were alive again in this life, they could not remember that wisdom. But they know they had it because it gave them a peace that they couldn't begin to describe.
Interesting.
Yeah, I believe once we go to heaven, we're not, you know, we're not disturbed about things that are on earth anymore. I think that passes away because it's a place of joy. In the presence of God.
Well, it's no longer our concern because, you know, those troubles and tribulations, we don't have to deal with them anymore. We're dead. We're good.
I'm good.
Yeah. I'm still not going to let a Ouija board in my house, though. So just saying.
You know, I've seen those. Do they work? Did you ever do a Ouija board?
Sure, I play with a Ouija board, but I don't think they really work. They're not like channeling
they
messages
move around
from the other side.
Don't they spell words and stuff?
Yeah, but the human's hands are on it, so it's whatever friend is the most goofy that wants to spell out.
I thought the
that's
thing.
That's the theory behind it, yeah.
I thought the
I'm still not going to have a Ouija board in my house.
I thought they moved on their own.
Well,
you have to have your fingers on the...
The planchette, yeah. You've got to have your fingers on it.
So what have you learned from a Ouija board? What kind of messages do they give you? I might use one for show prep. You know,
No.
You don't want to invite things into your house that you don't know
who
they are.
It's a cultic.
Is what?
It's a cultic. Mm-hmm. A Ouija board is a cultic.
Oh, I thought you said...
Occult, like occult.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought you meant it was like from Ireland.
No.
But I guess...
Not Celtic.
Hey, occult. Let's go play with the Ouija board.
I have a Ouija board dish towel.
Let's get a bottle of whiskey. Yeah.
I don't know.
But it's a fascinating discussion.
Let's go live to your house and hear what's happening there. Okay, I would toss that in the laundry as fast as you can. That's what I would do. I wonder if there's a video that goes with this. Some describe scenes they couldn't have possibly seen except supernaturally.
Yeah.
He described one person, she leaves her body, she's in the presence of God, she feels this incredible forgiveness and love, and he tells her, your son is going to live.
Wow.
Did she remember that when she came back?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
As she's coming back to her body, she passes through the ceiling and past the top side of the ceiling fan, is resuscitated, trying to tell the doctors and nurses about this incredible experience. Everybody thinks she's just hallucinating or psychotic. Medical staff apparently said she had no heartbeat, no brainwaves. Imagine the God of heaven. So a curious nurse got an orderly and a ladder and looked, and sure enough, there's a red sticker that this woman somehow saw on the top side of the ceiling fan.
Whoa.
She was traveling back to her body.
Whoa.
I mean, we're getting into some pretty serious stuff here.
I've heard stories of people that want the window to be opened at the time of death so that the soul can escape. Otherwise, it's trapped in the house, or that's how you get haunted houses.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that, too.
Well, I have never, you know, I've done the Halloween haunted house. You know, those thespians, those frustrated actors.
I have been there, done that.
Right.
Teacher.
Same.
But I went to a place in Palm Beach, not far from Mar-a-Lago. Mm-hmm. And it's the mansion of Henry Flagler, who was the guy that literally created Florida.
Yep.
Because he had, using his own resources, mm-hmm. he made his millions with Standard Oil.
He's the one that built the train?
The railroad, all the way down to Key freaking West at the turn of the last century.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was his money and he had permission to do it, it happened in a relatively short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the high-speed rail they're trying to build in California. They've spent $38 billion. They've got 4 miles of track. That's when the government decides to do it.
Yeah.
Train traffic update.
Oh, okay. Well, wait a minute. Let's get everybody's attention if it's a big deal.
Shortwave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? shut up.
Rosie?
Yes. A listener called in. A sheriff's deputy has rear-ended another vehicle on Cobbs Ford Road at I-65.
Ooh, that's going to tie things up.
He said, so
that's a bad look.
Yeah.
First responder is on the scene, but, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be a while before
because he's part of the accident.
And now we have other breaking news for which we have attention getting sound effects.
Tear up the front page. Stand by for a scoop. Stop the presses. Copy boy. Copy boy. Stop the presses.
And a heads up to Sam, who sent us the news that police, Montgomery police, have arrested, made additional arrests in the shooting of the Dix woman on Atlanta Highway.
Good.
Left her paralyzed.
Oh, good for them.
This is from WSFA, quoting directly, Montgomery police and city officials have announced multiple new arrests in the April 12th shooting. Amy Dix was in her car along Atlanta Highway near the Eastdale Circle access when she was caught in the middle of crossfire of multiple guns. The first suspect, Michael Johnson of Prattville, was arrested over the weekend and charged with first-degree assault, discharging a gun into an occupied vehicle. Released on bail. Where does he get the bail money? I'd love to know that. On Tuesday, Acting Police Chief John Hall announced the arrest of four others.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if they got those names from the first guy.
Well, let's put it this way. I think we've seen it done on TV, right? They got the first suspect. They know there were other people involved. So you've got a chance to cut your prison sentence from life or 40 years down to something more reasonable, but you got to tell us who else was involved in this with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I would assume that's the case.
And here's the thing. All of those people were, four of them were from Prattville and one's from Millbrook. What's up with that?
Well,
why are they coming here to do their...
And look, these are not aimless teens. These are people in their 20s that have some kind of a life started.
Yeah.
Javaris Anderson, 22, of Prattville. Jaquan Foster, 20, of Prattville. And Jamacia Ford of Prattville. This is all from Prattville, the place where everybody fled from Montgomery to get away from crime.
This is crazy.
It really is. But good for making those additional
arrests.
But you
know, the mayor says that murders are down by 30%.
My ass is down by 30%. Literally. And that's because I've switched to a diet of carb-free.
Yeah.
But you can take that.
51 pounds.
Yeah. But here's the thing. People are going to do what they want to do if they don't think they're going to get caught. If they can get away with it, they're going to do whatever they want to do.
It's
human nature.
It's the same thing with kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's why discipline's important, you know? They will push the envelope, but you've got to... And goodness knows, there was no more of an authoritarian disciplinarian with my daughter than me.
Yeah, right.
And somehow she turned out okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Boodle.
Kids?
Thanks, Mr. Boodle.
You're welcome. 19 minutes after 4 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Let me get a word in here for my buddy Jeff Mallinson and the team at Georgia Floors Direct. I call the group the Merry Band of Floriers. You know, and that's a word that we often associate with Christmas time, merry, and so forth. But you know what? It's a great word to describe the demeanor of Jeff Mallinson, who is one of the most naturally positive people you'll ever meet. He's managed to staff Georgia Floors Direct and cover those 300,000 square feet with the group I call the Merry Band of Floriers, who have all embraced his incredible high standards of customer service. So when you go shopping for flooring, it's almost, first of all, you'll find the flooring you want, but it's almost medicinal in nature because you feel good being around such positive people who are eager to help you make the flooring need come true at the price that works for you. You can't do 12 months good as cash at Georgia Floors Direct for qualified customers, but nobody's got a bigger selection, and that's one reason why they do business with people in seven other states outside of Alabama. So when you're ready to put a new floor down, whether it's carpeting, hardwood, laminate, tile, luxury vinyl, plank, flooring, whatever it might be, the place to go is Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard, where you have 300,000 square feet of selections in flooring, marble kitchen countertops, and window blinds. And everything that you can buy there is installed by their people. So it's all GFD. On the Boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since 1963.
Traffic is still light to mostly moderate on I-65 and 85 through Montgomery, and we do have a good bit of traffic on the boulevards and all of our feeder roads out. One accident, I-65 southbound. If you're taking the ramp to Highway 31 at Hope Hall, got a minor accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Keep it here for traffic updates. McKinnon Toyota has a great selection of Toyota Tundras, but they won't last long. Financing's as low as 2.99%. Worth the drive to McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Only one event in Montgomery saves and pays. It's the Memorial Day event at Lexus of Montgomery. This Friday through Memorial Day Monday, receive a $500 Amazon gift card with any new Lexus purchase. Drive the new Lexus IS300, only $463 a month. Plus, up to $5,000 overbook value for your trade-in. Memorial Day savings ends soon, so rush to Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
R515-0706, 10,000 miles per year, 36 months, with 45/27 due assigning, with approved credit. See dealer for full offer details. Offers expire 6/4/24.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to the Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
Epicure and Jack's Tavern, a family-owned and operated treasure, invites you to break the chains and eat local. With decades of tradition, they bring you meals prepared with locally sourced ingredients. Because here, you're not just a customer, you're part of the family.
Experience the best house-aged and hand-cut steaks in the area at Epicure and Jack's Tavern. Each steak is a masterpiece, aged and cut in-house to ensure the highest quality. Join them for a steak that will elevate your dining experience.
Hello, this is Yasmin Holston with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been getting warmer and warmer, but fortunately, the humidity is not out of control yet. Tonight, mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature in the mid-60s. Tomorrow will be near 90, in fact, near 90 on Thursday as well, with mostly sunny skies. Then, as we start Memorial Day weekend, the risk is some widely scattered, pop-up, random hit-or-miss storms here and there, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, just like a summer forecast, with highs in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This spring, mow with the flow with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, Snowflake Facebook friend. I see you're all upset again. You ride it when you do not get your way. Where was your dumbass on election day? And now you scream because you couldn't stop the Trump train, and you're to blame. And it's the sound of snowflakes. They got restless bitch syndrome when they lost their Obama phones. When on the first exams are depleted, and all the losers have retreated. Even the Mexicans are heading back across the border tonight to run and hide under a pile of cornflakes. It's my body, it's my choice to murder baby girls and boys. If we found microbes on Mars this morn, they call it life while they kill the unborn. But speaking strictly scientifically, if cells can reproduce, it's alive. And that's no lie. Don't you dare disturb the sound of snowflakes.
Very, very quiet.
There's something screwy around here.
And that would be me. Welcome to Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM. WACV.
He admits it!
Well, the first step to wellness is admitting you have.
He confessed.
The problem, right?
Right.
Yeah. Of course, we've known that all along, but, you know.
So it's just another odd edition of Happy Hour today. I was intrigued by something I saw on Fox News. Now, we can go back. Well, in fact, we'll do this very briefly here. Because once you see the headlines, you'll understand why I hate the news.
Yep. Yep.
It's just disgusting. The story that came out today, unsealed documents reveal that Joe Biden's FBI authorized the use of deadly force when raiding Mar-a-Lago. And I said the day that happened, as it happened, everybody should have a chill running through them right now. Yeah. They would go do this to a former president.
Mm-hmm.
And now we learned that they not only did that, but they did it. They were ready to shoot the Secret Service agents protecting Trump in case they tried to interfere. This, they have the balls to talk about democracy. You don't know what it is.
Well, thankfully.
I'm okay.
And Biden did the same exact thing.
Yes.
He had boxes of crap in his garage.
No, they didn't send, deadly force out to deal with
no,
his garage.
No, not.
And
now,
the University of Pennsylvania.
How many forking billions of dollars are we sending to that green clown in Ukraine to prosecute a war he has no chance of winning?
Yep.
Now, and to what? Support democracy. We got for democracy.
Well, Mr. Democracy has just declared martial law.
Yes, and suspended elections until after the war, which will probably be long past our lifetime.
Well, let me tell you, he's a good actor, but he's not a good leader.
He's not a good actor.
As long as he signs the checks back to the Democrats that are sending the money over there. And I'm sure a few Republicans are benefiting, too.
Years from now, hopefully, we'll find out the truth of everything that's going on.
Well, Ukraine's always just been a giant laundromat.
Yeah.
Oh, and here's some other news, since we are News Talk. You'll be happy to hear this. The price of gas is coming down. You know why? Hold it. I did that incorrectly.
Well, slightly.
The price of gas is coming down.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because he's draining our strategic oil reserve.
And he's not putting anything back, right?
No. That's supposed to be there in case, of an emergency.
That's crazy.
But no, the emergency is his re-election's in great jeopardy, and so they're going to pull out all the stops. This abuse of power is unprecedented. And it's really... So now you know why I'm talking about heaven.
It's scary.
Let's go back to heaven, Joe.
Looking better all the time, isn't it?
You think we're going to end up there?
Well, let me ask. I mean, do you think I'm going to get to heaven?
No.
Am I going to get close?
No.
That's never, ever, ever?
No.
That's between you and God, man.
He's got a very, very unoptimistic opinion of where I'm headed.
Yeah. That's okay. That's okay, man. You just got to do the best you can do. And
so the comments that have come in, it's really been exciting to see that. Now, here's an assignment for you, Miss Murray, since you are the movie maven. And maybe you've seen this one.
Woo-hoo.
But Robert Feeley, and the reason this is important is Robert Feeley is a good buddy of mine from Florida and has since moved to Chicago. I've questioned his sanity since. But this movie is called Defending Your Life. Made in 1991 in an afterlife way station resembling a major city. The lives of the recently deceased are examined in a court-like setting. That looks like it might be interesting.
Oh, is it like Beetlejuice?
Well,
No, just kidding. I go to the handbook.
I had a bad experience with Beetlejuice. I can't go into the details.
No, Master Thesby and I were discussing this Defending Your Life during the break, and it's something I saw a very long time ago, so I can't really remember any details.
Yeah, it's a movie that's
like something I would
But for
I would watch
our
again.
Listeners, would you do it again?
I would, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's Albert Brooks. It was a project he had in mind for years.
It's on Amazon Prime.
And
I love Albert Brooks' work.
Yeah. Well, the whole premise of it is that this guy dies in a car wreck, and then when he wakes up, he is in a place where he has to defend what he has done in his life. If he can prove that he mastered his fears, he gets to go on to the next plane of existence. If he doesn't, they're going to send him back to try to relearn his lesson. He's going to be reincarnated as somebody else to try to relearn his lesson.
That sounds like a game show.
Kind of.
The afterlife as a bureaucracy seems to be a recurring theme lately, too.
You wonder.
Yeah. But there's a lot of movies that try to deal with the whole afterlife thing. I mean, it's something that fascinates people. I know a lot of people don't like to think about it. They don't want to think about death. They don't want to think about the afterlife. But it's something all of us are going to face one time or another.
And as I said, there's no right or wrong on these responses, but some of them are pretty clever and thought-provoking. Ken P. says, I don't know, but everybody's dying to find out. What happens when you die, and what is heaven like?
Peanut butter and manna sandwich.
Manna is better than white bread, isn't it?
Yeah. I like that comment by Jewel Pitts. I have no clue right now, but when I die, I'll come back and be sure to let you know.
Yes, but I love Alan Purvis's comment, dogs, dogs, and dogs. You know, they know. The dogs.
All the dogs go to heaven.
Yeah.
And they know. I think they are here to teach us the fundamentals of living that we lose track of as human beings.
Cerberus, yeah. The three-headed hellhound. Does he go to heaven?
No, he's down there, guy. He's protecting the underworld there, trying to keep people from leaving. The Greeks had this really elaborate idea of the afterlife. They had the Elysian fields where the good people got to go and have fun, and you had Tartarus, and you had the underworld where Hades was torturing all these souls. And
here's a reply on this Facebook thread, and I am still looking for more input on this, so feel free, just go to my page and comment.
Yeah.
See this name here, Gene Spinato?
Yeah.
Gene Spinato started in radio on my show as my morning producer. He has since gone on to, he lives in Atlanta now, and he is the voice on numerous national commercials. And I'm very proud of him. He's had a tremendous success, and we stay in touch. Now, I'm going to read the entirety of his comment. Eternal peace, beauty, serenity, and understanding the Almighty beyond anything we can comprehend on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Bonus, Jesus will block all social media so no Taylor, Travis, Bennifer, Whoopi, Joy, or Beyonce, which is nice. I will take it. We have a call, I see, but I've got so much going. Oh, it's Bolt.
Bolt. Bolt.
Bolt.
Good afternoon. So sorry, but I think you and Rosie both talked me down from having a stroke and or a heart attack yesterday.
Well, we're happy to do that.
What happened?
No, we're changing we're changing our call letters to WEMS starting tomorrow, so that should work. That is kind of
yeah,
a good
I just
idea.
I just hopped in the car and I'm headed home and I just wanted to call in and say hello. But,
hello.
Yeah. Heaven.
Hello.
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 Hello. Heaven would be a lot different political people than we have right now. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I sure as hell hope there's no politics in heaven.
So.
Yeah, that would be. There can't be politics in heaven, can there, Rosie?
No.
I don't think so. There's one guy.
Because
one leader. Nobody's
king.
Got a problem with the guy.
Nobody's competing
right.
to be in charge.
Yeah. Yeah.
We know who's in charge up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about it.
Exactly.
But they do have elections every eternity. That much I have come to understand. That was supposed to be funny. Well, that's all right. If you guys won't laugh, I've got people who will. I hear they have elections every eternity. See?
Now, Greg, some of us are still just shifting gears from work mode into driving home mode, so the brain is still transitioning, you see.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, did you see the news that they arrested four more in the Atlanta highway shooting?
No, I did not.
Yes, and guess what? Everybody in that little clown show that that ruined that woman's life is from Prattville.
No, one's from Millbrook. One's from Millbrook.
But I'm sorry.
None of them live in Montgomery.
No.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, because I get all...
But they just know that crime is welcome here, you know? Who's going to stop us in Montgomery?
Exactly.
Prattville does have a police department. They wouldn't let them get away with that there.
Yeah, the people, you say, oh, that crap always comes in from Montgomery. Yeah, I sure am glad I left that horrible town. Guess what? It's following you.
Yeah.
I keep saying it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but at least the big difference is that Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, they're not defunding the police. And they've got their police departments back on a leadership basis. Yeah. So,
well, see, we just need a mayor because we don't have one right now.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, we're kind of on autopilot right now.
That is a debatable subject. Yep. Yep.
Well, Bo, thanks
have a good
for
afternoon.
What?
Yeah. I was just going to say thank you for letting me on, and have a good afternoon.
Oh, we're having a great afternoon, and it's nice of you to check in with us, my friend. Take care.
Drive
now,
safely.
If you were listening earlier today, we were talking about the city of Troy and that Howard Hughes actually lived there. And Sam called up and gave us specific documents that you could see that would support that theory.
Yeah, apparently there's a book out there that has the deed that he owned. And
right, and that the Troy Airport is significantly bigger than an airport for a town that size would normally be.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting because Hughes built what? Aircraft for airlines.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to have a place to land. I'm sure he had his own private. I bet he had a Connie. Coolest plane ever designed.
He probably flew it himself.
No doubt. No doubt. But the only reason I brought that up from earlier in the show is because Troy Bank and Trust is one of our great sponsors, and they bring us the services. In fact, I connected somebody to Morris Capuano today.
Oh, really?
People are still buying houses. I mean, I know the interest rates are high compared to where they were, but I lived through a period of time, and I'm not exaggerating one iota of this comment, with an 850 credit score and all the income you needed, and 5% down, I got the lowest available rate at that time in 1990, 10 3/8. 10 3/8.
Ooh.
So it's been far higher. Of course, you get the benefit of the first mortgage deduction on your taxes. So things may be a little bit slow, but people are still looking and buying homes. And when you need money for that, Morris Capuano was the guy to get it for you through the great resources of Troy Bank and Trust, because they are a statewide institution and always will be. It's in their charter. They can't be sold or merged. So they're here for the long haul, which is great news for the customer. How about starting a business? Have you got a plan going? You need money to start that plan to make your American dream come true? That's what Morris does. He makes it come true for people on a daily basis. Reach out at 409-9300. Get the ball rolling. If you would like to remain in your current home at a lower interest rate but would like to make a significant home improvement, sometimes you need a new roof, sometimes you'd like to put a hot tub in the yard, whatever it might be, if you need money, 409-9300, and give Morris Capuano a chance to make that happen for you. He is so experienced, a hardworking guy, and he thrives. He's one of those people, he's done thousands of mortgages and financial arrangements for people, but it never gets old to him. You know, he takes each new situation as an opportunity to help people. And you'll love working with him because he is so cool and calm through the whole process. That's Morris Capuano with Troy Bank and Trust, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Their NMLS number is 88697. So after all that, let me give Morris's direct number one more time, 409-9300, as we hit the trap. 440.
Oh, my goodness, we're looking good all over the area, except one little thing. A sheriff's deputy rear-ended a vehicle, Cobbsford Road, right near I-65. Watch out for those folks. while they wrap that up. But overall, traffic looking pretty good in Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, Montgomery. Just very busy and building. A lot of cars on 231 to Wetumpka. Troy Highway loaded up. Taylor Road getting busy. And I-65 and 85 very busy through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up and be safe. We'll keep you updated. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585, Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
Governor Ivey has announced that Juneteenth on June 19th will be observed as a holiday by way of a governor's declaration. The move from Ivey comes after a bill failed to be passed in the Alabama 2024 legislative session that would have established Juneteenth permanently as an official state holiday. Juneteenth did become a federal holiday back in 2021. June 19th is a day that celebrates the Emancipation Proclamation for American slaves as well as the end of the Civil War. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having the people that care about you. To have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A Baldwin County judge has invoked Anaya's Law in order to deny bond for a murder suspect. 19-year-old Tyquan French is accused of killing Christian Bradley in the town of Stockton during a May Day celebration. Investigators arrested French 2 days after the shooting after learning that he and Bradley were seen in a fight at that celebration just moments before the shots were fired that killed Bradley. Police say more arrests are coming related to the other two fatalities that were killed in the gunfire that broke out during that May Day celebration. The Walker County Sheriff's Office has deputies wearing brand new body cameras now. The new Axon body cameras will be synchronized with the Axon tasers so that recordings start automatically when the taser is pulled out of its holster. A grant from the Alabama Department of Economic and Community Affairs made the upgrade possible, as well as business owners in that county who raised money to defray the cost for the new devices. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Epic twist alert. Fox Wednesday on the season finale of The Masked Singer. Be there for the celebrity reveal that fooled everyone. Then it's the season premiere of Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars with a clash of two culinary heavyweights. Gordon goes head-to-head with Lisa Vanderpump.
Buckle up, big boy.
To find the next great food entrepreneur.
If she thinks she can win this, she can Vanderpump off.
Wednesday on Fox 20.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been getting warmer and warmer, but fortunately, the humidity is not out of control yet. Tonight, mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature in the mid-60s. Tomorrow will be near 90, in fact, near 90 on Thursday as well, with mostly sunny skies. Then, as we start Memorial Day weekend, the risk is some widely scattered, pop-up, random hit-or-miss storms here and there, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, just like a summer forecast, with highs in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. Since we began in 1906, at CB&S Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sit down. I'm going to do a new song. And if you get it, you just get it. Well, I don't know if we really landed people on the moon. I'm not sure if Lady Gaga uses auto-tune. And I'm uncertain there'll be peace over in the Middle East. But I just saw a big sign, honey. And one thing is true. I do know we'll be stopping at Bucky's. Time to have some fun. Like a gas station, car wash, barbecue, Cracker Barrel, Walmart, all in one. I've been driving these wide open spaces. Now I need a redneck oasis. Take my money, Bucket baby, it's my lucky day. Saw some beaver nuggets, try a little fudge. Turkey and a pulled pork sandwich just because. Get a leather bolo and a hoodie for the wife. Cast iron frying pan, taffy and a dive. Get some roasted pecans, shoot for the dog. Positive encouragement, painted on a log. A lunch banana pudding, a Cali chicken wrap. A coffee for the journey, a funky beaver cap. What's up, West Virginia? It's my ritual. Stomach's growling, my gas tank's empty, and my bladder's full. I've been hanging with the unwashed masses. Bible verses on shot glasses. Take my money, bucket, baby, cinnamon roll. Homemade gravy, take my money, bucket, honey, it's my lucky day.
There are some that think that Bucky's is heaven. I haven't been to Bucky's yet.
You need to go, man.
Well, if somebody would just invite me to Auburn, I have no reason to go to Auburn. That's the only one that's open. There's going to be one on the drive to New Orleans.
Soon.
Either, yeah.
Well, we're going to Sevierville this summer for a family vacation. They just opened one of the largest Bucky's there. I'm going, man.
You know, that's an interesting. I've been to Sevierville. It's just a town with a weird name because Sevier.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
what, named is it harsh after, there?
But that's where Dolly Parton is, right?
That's where she's from. That's right.
Yeah.
But it's named after a Revolutionary War general who was the first governor of the state of Tennessee, and nobody can pronounce the name because some people say it's Seversville, and some people say Sevierville, and it's like, no, it's Sevierville.
You're like the second coming of Jay Scott with all these random facts built into life.
That's what you get when you get an educator in the house, buddy.
It's spelled differently than the
I
severe.
Know that. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. But it's a cool place.
Yeah, I've been to Townsend, but Tennessee.
Sevierville basically is the place people go through to get to Gallivers.
Right.
So,
So since we have just a couple of minutes before the top of the hour, fresh edition of SRN News and Brett McDonald at 5:15, the person who's been joining us on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays at 5:35, talking about movies. This is the woman, 7 for 7. This is a couple of months back now.
7 in 1 blow.
It's hard to believe that that was over 2 months ago, but you made 7 Academy Award predictions and nailed them all.
Yeah.
Our movie maven, Miss Murray, is in the house. What do you think about her contributions to the show?
Excellent. I get to listen to them all the time, and I'm like, oh, this is great.
Yes. So,
I'm having so much fun.
That's great.
Well, good.
And I hope people are paying attention, because my first nickname for her was the Netflixer, because she was always talking about stuff I hadn't heard.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't get the big promotion on it, but it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And today, or yesterday, was National Streaming Day. So it's great to have a resource who can not only remind us of what's on the streaming services that you might want to check out that gets overlooked in the process.
Yeah, because there's so much on there.
Yeah.
There's just thousands of things to pick from, and it helps to have somebody who can navigate that and say, hey, you need to check this out. This is good.
So, and listeners have been suggesting things for you, right?
Yeah, in fact, I just got a message from Rick, from one of our Baumhauer's friends, mm-hmm. who suggested the movie Heaven Can Wait from 1978.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the one with Warren Beauty?
Warren.
Come on, he was too pretty for his own good.
He's like plucked out of his life before he's supposed to, because the guardian angel makes
I actually saw that in the theater. I don't remember with who, but I saw it in the theater. It wasn't bad.
Well, there's an older one from the 1940s,
right.
Something about Mr.
I think the one with Warren Beatty was better.
Yeah, I think so too. But it's kind of cool.
Now, any news, by the way, from the Cannes Film Festival that you've been following?
I haven't seen anything recently. I was just reminded that I forgot at the end of one of the shows to say that something I talked about was a remake of something else, but now it's all, like, faded into the ether.
Yeah, unfortunately, that tends to be something that happens in Hollywood. If they think, oh, if we made money with it years ago, we'll do it again and we'll make money again.
One interesting thing. Yeah, I like John Krasinski. I loved his character in The Office. He plays Jim. He's a nice guy. Everybody loves Jim. He's a prankster. He's mirthful. There's nothing evil about the guy. And he's produced this movie, If, Imaginary Friend.
Yeah.
The trailer looked very colorful and stuff, but what's happened, I think they wanted a $40 million open. It fell short domestically.
$10 million, yeah. It was pretty bad.
But I read something yesterday that, because it's from the Disney syndicate, that parents are now waiting for word of mouth on movies like this to make sure that there's no agenda buried into it.
Yes, that is very true. That is very true. Because
you discovered something on Netflix this morning that had an image, and the image came from something they did in 2020, if I'm not mistaken. And then they had the big blowback.
Yeah, it was some Jurassic Park movie that had two little girls kissing.
Yeah. And that's the kind of stuff they were bearing now.
A cartoon.
But you may recall, and I'm sure Brent McDonald would remember too, Netflix, when they were exposed on that kind of stuff, they lost hundreds of thousands of subscribers.
Yeah.
I mean, and their stock took a huge hit. And I think they learned from that, because I'm not seeing that lately. Or hearing of that lately. I think they've kind of earned their way back into good graces.
Well, Disney's got burned. Several things, like the Lightyear movie that was supposed to be this great big Buzz Lightyear thing, it fizzled because of some of the messages in there. And other projects they've done.
They don't know the people in this country. They just don't. They think we're all eager to learn about and to watch and to teach kids this.
Yeah.
Leave the kids alone. Let them enjoy the fantasies that come with, you know, they've got the better production values than ever before. Use it to make kids amazed at
mm-hmm.
stories, and without burying a lot of your agenda into the thing.
Well, I think you're going to see a lot more of the big studios buying independent films, because it's cheaper for them, because they're not having to front the cost for production.
Right.
They're just buying distribution rights. You're going to be seeing more of that, because some of these studios have lost just hundreds of millions of dollars.
Disney has three movies that cost almost $1 billion to make that we will never see. They decided, knowing that there would be public backlash, they produced them, and they're sitting in the vault because it makes more money for them to have invested the money to make it and then not show it and write it off as a loss.
Tax write-off, yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So but why do that in the first place? Why spend all that money on stuff that ultimately the public's not going to see?
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
Because that 0.01% of the population thinks that they're going to influence the other 99.9% of us, and it's just not working like they planned.
No, they've infiltrated all the places to make it seem louder than it really is.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't get away from it. It makes everybody think twice about their own belief systems. Well, maybe I'm wrong on this, but no, you're not wrong. It's just that, like any other metastasizing evil, they get their places in power. Look at what happened with NPR.
Mm-hmm.
When that whistleblower finally stood up and said, there's nobody here with a conservative opinion.
Yep.
And he spoke out because he thought it was wrong, that it's a taxpayer-funded thing. There should be some balance in political perspectives.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not. Well, and then they bring in that nitwit CEO who made it worse.
And it's like that in all media outlets. You've got people who are higher up in the food chain that are hiring people that have the same beliefs they have. They're not looking for diversity. They're not looking for
tolerance. Oh, I've got a great clip on. That's what I'm going to play next hour.
Yeah, and this thing called cognitive dissonance comes into play. If you keep saying the same thing over and over and over again, even if it's a lie, eventually some people will think it's the truth.
Right. It is not working.
So, anyway.
The Megalopolis film.
Yeah.
I wanted to get Master Thespian's take. I know you commented on the thread.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really fascinating.
The story behind it is actually as interesting as the premise for the movie, to me, because Francis Ford Coppola had this dream since the late 70s, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 50 years ago, yeah.
77.
And he attempted to get financing for this project over all these years and never got it.
Well, he kept inviting more and more people to share in his dream, and then he had to make other movies to finance the dream, and kind of got pushed to the wayside over and over again until he had to get all new actors, all new script, everything over and over again.
And after, and there are, I believe he shot part of it in 2001.
Yeah.
And some of that film made it to the final cut.
That's what I was trying to say. I think because, like, I've heard critics say there's such disparity in, like, the modernity of some of the film and then some of the old stuff, because it is shot 20 years apart, and I think that that's part of the film, is that, like, as the city grows and changes, you're going to see how it used to be and how it's going to be.
Well, the man sold $120 million worth of grapes to come
to up to a box wine company.
Yeah, to get the money to make it.
Yeah,
and
I'm sure it's really good box wine.
The response has been interesting. A Cannes Film Festival, he had a 5-minute standing ovation.
But what was the movie that got the 9-minute?
That was the that's the Demi Moore movie, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Full frontal in this one, Demi Moore goes.
That's what I've heard. It's a part of the plot. It's about people who have
somewhere in the trash.
That's what they're laughing
for. He took the garbage out.
Selection. That's the name of it. Selection.
No, the substance.
The substance, yeah, because it's about a drug people can take and make themselves look younger, but there's a catch to it. It wears off after a while.
To me, though, that premise sounds like something you watch, like, on a Friday night on Netflix, not something you go to the theater after 40 years of anticipation.
Since you brought that movie up, at 61 years of age, Demi Moore does full frontal nudity for the first time in the upcoming horror movie, The Substance, playing an aging actress who uses a mysterious technology to create a younger, better version of herself, that version played by Margaret Qualley. She says going into it, it was really spelled out, the level of vulnerability and rawness that was required to tell the story, and it was a very vulnerable experience and just required a lot of sensitivity and a lot of conversation about what we were trying to accomplish, which sounds like a lot of jibber-jabber to say, I was nervous.
Yeah, well,
being naked.
I think the whole story about her being naked is trying to get people to come see it. Just
yes,
to see her naked.
Absolutely agree.
It's a gimmick.
You know
it's
what? Was it Something's Got to Give with Jack Nicholson and Diane Keaton? There's a scene in that movie where he accidentally stumbles and she's totally naked.
Yep, she is.
But the scene worked. It wasn't like gratuitous. Oh, look at this. You know, we're putting